All right. Number one. If there were three gods, what would their names be and what would they control? Skillet, who would control making sure that people's stoves are off when they leave their houses. The second god would be and would control errant pet hair. And the third one would be go, go, go and control stoplights. Number two. Given that Kraft macaroni and cheese is as unhealthy to eat as it is tasty, who would you sentence to death by eating it and why? Every officer, other government official, pretty much any politician who supports new or existing regulations that shit on farmers and other small privately owned businesses in the food industry who don't have quite enough capital to get their self-interest boners raging. While at the same time choosing to support shit that gives tax breaks and other incentives to the larger companies who produce, mass produce, processed, nutritionally empty garbage that contributes to how fat and sick and sad, or starving, sick and sad, depending, a lot of this country has become. And the why, dude, you you wanted to get yourself into a position where you are meant to act in the best interests of all the people. But you're not doing that. And you and yours are already fucking taken care of anyway. Number three. Your SO offers to buy you a vibrator. What do you name it? And do you make a bed for it? I would not name it, but a name would come up for it. In conversation between us, just kind of on its own. And I wouldn't make a bed for it. I would, however, cuddle it myself at night in my bed, like a pathetic faggot. Yeah. Number four. The Great Twinkie Extinction was a lie. What else, aside from an obvious baked good, is a lie? The Holocaust, the moon landing, the dinosaurs, and the fucking, what else? The Titanic, yeah. And why not Mount Vesuvius, too? Number five, you have fallen under an unfortunate curse. The curse of the unchanging domicile entrance pose, wherein every time you walk into your house, you must make the same pose and hold it for 30 seconds. Describe this pose and how those who see you do it will react. This can include pets. It would be the I gotta pee real bad pose and the door is, or the bathroom is still occupied, or I'm not near the bathroom yet, or whatever. And the reason I'm choosing that one is because I have a bladder the size of like a squirrel, and if if I come home having to pee really badly and I'm standing just inside the door for 30 seconds doing the Michael Jackson like hee hee, or the Statue of Liberty, or all the pretty horses. You technically can't do that one, but just any other pose besides the trying not to piss yourself pose, I'm not going to be a very happy camper. And it kind of ties into how others who see me do it would react. I mean, the pets are pretty much the only ones who are ever going to fucking see it anyway, but, and their reaction would basically be, oh, hey, look, she's touching herself again. There. Business as usual. All right, we're going to go back to sleep now. So that wouldn't really be too much of a reaction from them. But on the odd occasion where there is somebody else here, you know how some people kind of almost like invite bullying? There's something about me that invites tickling. And I really don't like to be tickled. And it wouldn't really take very long for whoever is here to realize that that is a prime opportunity for them to take advantage of and tickle the shit out of me. And, the trying not to piss yourself pose, that would pretty much have all of the really vital areas shielded and covered and... Yeah. Number 6. If you could star in the remake of any film, which one would you choose, and who would be your co-star? Any documentary at all. Just really any film where, like, the main mofo doesn't really ever have to actually appear on camera. Yep. Yeah, really any of those. And co-star. My co-star would be Morgan Freeman, a.k.a. Vadgers. 7. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. What do you feel like when you don't feel like a nut? A fruit. Yeah. Or, a fruit, sure. 8. I like cheesecake. Cheesecake is tasty. 9. New York cheesecake specifically. Can't argue that. 10. Do you have any? I do not, but I have a chance to pick some up, actually. Trader Joe's has cheesecake in the frozen aisle. And I mean, I know frozen cheesecake doesn't really sound all that... Like, yeah, it's frozen, but, I mean, the shit freezes really well, and, whew, it's fucking good. So, I might have to go pick one of those up now. I already have to stop over there, or, like, stop there on the way over to Mama and Daddy's house to pick up almond milk. Kid, I just fed you. You're not a beagle or a ghost. God, I hope I got picked up. Eleven. Why are all the clouds green? Come back, screen. Why are all the clouds green? Because they looked up and became envious of the stars. Ooh. Or... How many tabs did you take? It'll be over soon. Just try to relax. Drink some water.